This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. I would like to become the third person in the last few minutes to say, great job, Brandon.
Yeah.
And we will try and follow the great lead-in that Brandon and Seth have given us on this Monday. Happy Monday to you. How your weekend go, ladies and gentlemen? You are indeed in the loop. John Lopez, Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig. And let us know how your weekend went in various. There's a lot of different ways to get involved with the program. Always do that. We want that on the text line 713-572-4610. But also we have to give appreciation to the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers for the live streams, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on the Twitch 610 Houston. How your weekends go, fellas?
Oh, man, fantastic. I caught a mess of fish this weekend. It was a lot of fun. That's all.
Is that
good.
A technical term? A mess?
A mess. What do they all say?
How much is a mess?
Well, it's
about 14.
It's a lot. So that's always good. And everything was fantastic this weekend, except I had a little bit of a mishap. I got this. This is going to turn into a confession later. I was power washing my boat, and I was barefoot, and I'm always real careful.
Oh, come on.
And I kind of
you nicked
my head. The back of my heel took about 2 inches of skin off
with
a power washer. It was awful. So,
man,
that's the
should have had some flip flops on or something.
Yeah, like, come on.
I don't want to get the dirt
out
in
here
there
barefoot.
When I'm cleaning the boat. You're not skin off with a power washer.
You don't got boat shoes that work for this?
You get dirt on them when you're messing around on the dock and all that stuff. Anyway, like
I bet you got boat shoes for this particular job now.
Talk about feeling dumb.
Yeah.
Talk about feeling
you
dumb.
You should.
I power washed my foot. How about you guys? How
was it clean?
It's real clean.
Okay.
at this big age,
you know,
Lopez waits at this big age to power wash his foot. How many times you done power washed that boat in your
thousands,
life, man? Come on,
thousands.
Man. Come
oh,
on, bro.
Don't say it like that because that'll empower him. He's like, well, I mean, I did it all right for that long. It was just one wrong time. No.
That's a hell of a power wash,
you were testing
man.
Fate for a very long time.
Yeah.
And maybe that's how you could kind of characterize what the Astros have done as
well,
we get into.
First of all, your weekends.
My weekend was ruined by finding out that the Astros are doing this. They've done it again. Like, sincerely. Okay, no, but like, really.
We talked about this, though, man.
I know. I was getting sucked in, wasn't I?
I know. Like, we have talked about this, right? And, of course, what we're talking about is the fact that Yordan Alvarez has been shut down. Like, I was about to say he's continuing his IL stint, but we knew that. Like, it's been over a month since he went on IL with, what was it, like a little discomfort in the hand or what have you. And now, in fact... What was the dispatch from Joe Espada on Friday?
Really, really close.
Really, really
See,
close.
And that's exactly why I wasn't buying it, man. Yeah, Reggie sat there and said, "Oh yeah, well he's He did batting practice.
He was hitting off
stuff.
The tee.
Yeah,
they had minor leaguers. They brought in a couple
live pitching and all that crap. Like, man, I gotta believe it to see it, man.
They put minor leaguers on a plane from Florida just to get him ready. I was like, all right, they about to get him back in action, baby. Yeah. Come to find out that no, we actually found out there was a fracture, and I do love that they were trying to make but it's not like a real fracture, baby. It's like a baby fracture. It's just a little fracture. And I'm like, how's that any better?
That
like
same fracture Kyle Tucker had.
This is Kyle Tucker 2.0.
Yeah.
That is absolutely what this is. And I've got to stop in this moment and offer a mea culpa to the audience. Mm-hmm. And honestly, to you fine fellas, Figgy, John, because y'all tried to told me. You did. You tried to told me, but I tried to operate in a place that I typically like to, which is a place of place of hope, a place of grace. And nope, just trod upon. Mm-hmm. And it's very frustrating because, like, you know, this is how, you know, and you have a kid. You've had, you know, multiple kids, Lopez, that you've reared. And you know very much, and I'm sure a lot of parents listening know, of the experience of you try and tell your kids something so that they don't have to make the mistakes so they can learn the lesson.
Exactly.
Yeah. And there's some things that you just kind of have to learn the lesson through going through it.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, my name is Reginald Latula. I learned my lesson. Mm-hmm. Right?
What's that old saying? Fool me once.
And I've said it.
Shout out to W.
I've said it before. I'm not going to fall for this again. And then what am I doing Friday? I'm like, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah, nah, y'all almost had me. And I'm just like, nah, I got to see him in the lineup. Because even you can say all the batting practice, and he did look fine in batting practice.
Yeah.
Man, I think I said, oh, his hand can kind of, you know, feeling discomfort and all that stuff after batting practice.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds too familiar, man.
Here's the serious part of this.
Yeah.
There is a very serious element to this. They are making, and I'm hand of God. I put the wrong hand. Hand of God.
Both hands of God. Put them both up,
both
dog.
Both hands
of
God. Dead serious on this. They're making their athletic training staff and their medical personnel look like fools. They make them look like they should be so. No one should be more upset about this than the medical staff and athletic training staff of the Houston Astros, because it is out there. It is consistent. Nobody believes a damn word you're saying. And to say that they just found this fracture, that's inept.
Are we certain that the medical staff is not complicit in this moment? Because here's the thing,
I would
right?
not be. If you're making me look like a fool, year after year, injury after injury.
I think the big question is, who is having a say-so here?
Yeah.
Is it the medical staff? Are they the ones having a say-so? Or is, like, if Jim Crane or
Dana Brown
is they overriding that, saying, no, we want him to do this.
Well, Reggie, we live in if not the greatest medical hub in the world.
Correct.
And these guys come up with this consistently?
Yeah, that's the thing that is frustrating. And some of this is I think the frustration is definitely born out of a lack of transparency, first and foremost, right? And this is where I will say, to give myself a little bit of credit, I was looking at some recent, like the Ronel Blanco, right? Ronel Blanco, very quickly we went from discomfort to he's going to Houston to, this is not going to look good. I thought, okay, maybe we are finding a level of, because that's also not a good outcome, right? Typically, at least we find out very quickly with good outcomes, a la Christian Walker, right? Christian Walker, when he gets hit on the hand when he's batting, what was that, last week?
Mm-hmm.
And literally hours after that game, we find out that the x-rays were negative. He's going to be fine. I'm like, oh, okay, so this we can get this quickly. But even in negative situations of late, it feels like, okay, there were some little things that we were getting good information on immediately, right? And so I was like, maybe they're turning a new leaf. But no, this is the frustrating part here. I hear you on the idea of who ultimately do we have to then look at? Because we get Dana Brown saying something where it's like, you know, when he first had the injury in terms of the, and this is a quote, by the way, quote, when he had the first injury in terms of the muscle strain in the hand, maybe we shouldn't have let him fight through that. He said it wasn't the normal pain that he usually gets in his hand, so he thought maybe he could grind through it and it was just soreness. Maybe at that point we should have just shut him down, maybe before we given it a chance to heal, not let him try to fight through it and potentially cause more damage, close quote. Hey, dog. You did this last year with Kyle Tucker.
Yeah.
Like, it shouldn't experience change the way that you go about this? And I don't know if that's just the organization, but also, shouldn't that also show up in the medical staff? Like, how often, because with the Yordan situation, obviously it started with the inflammation in the hand and, like, the pain, and he was fighting through it, and then at some point they decided to put him on the IL. And then they didn't take another they didn't take another look at it until recently. And I'm like, how do you go, especially knowing that there was inflammation and knowing all of the issues that you've had with getting imaging through inflammation, how are you not taking regular looks at it? How are you not saying, as soon as the inflammation goes down, we look at this? Like, how much of that is actually the medical staff not doing that? Or is this just, like, pure incompetence by an organization at the top? Do we have to take this right to Dana Brown's doorstep for this? Like, is this the way that they have decided to go about this? Because all of it is bad, right? Whether or not where we want to place the blame, we could try and find it, because ultimately you need to find that to root out the problem. But it is an entire organizational failure.
Well, here's my answer to that, and I totally agree with what you said. You know, I said they're making the athletic training staff and the medical staff look like fools. I don't think they're fools. Like I said, they are the best in this city. And Methodist is their partner, and we know how good that is. So it's either one of two things, and I'm going to give you the answer. It's one of those questions that I'm going to answer as I ask it. They are either inept when it comes to the medical and athletic training staff, or number two, they're willingly peddling disinformation. I don't think they're inept as a medical staff. I think they're making them look like that, but I don't think they are. So that kind of narrows it down. They are willingly peddling disinformation, and that no one can trust. No one can trust.
No. Them. And even as we speak to the idea of, like, willingly peddling disinformation, or at the very least kind of skewing the way that the general public views this, this is something that I know Chandler Rome and various other people in the day-to-day Astros media corps will bring up is, you can't suss this out because there's not relatively regular. There's not even any real access to the media staff in order to speak to some of these things. Because I feel like we'd be able to get some level of idea of where the incompetence lies. Because at this point, we can't call it anything else than incompetent. Mm-hmm. I don't like throwing around coded or like heavy language in certain instances without a level of, you know, conviction. Mm-hmm. I think at this point, it's pretty evident that this is incompetent. You can't have two different, franchise level players lose significant portions of seasons due to really just mismanagement in this, or at least, or maybe not even lose, because maybe the injuries were there, but at least the mismanagement doesn't allow the story to be accurately reported and does not, and really allows the light to be shed in a cast in a poor light, both the player and the medical staff. But going backwards, like these guys, the medical staff, we're not allowed to get to them, and this is not something that is completely unusual in baseball, even if the Astros organization will try and make it as such, as that there's rules that make it so that we can't make them available. Well, then how do you point to a number of other organizations making their medical staff available at least periodically for some level of questioning on what is happening so that we can get a better understanding, if not only just to obscure what's happening? And I don't even know that there's like an actual factual like benefit on the field to this. Like, maybe you can try and argue that you're getting some level of gamesmanship out of this, but it's not. You just serve to make your players look worse. You serve to make yourself look worse. And I don't know that it benefits you. And that's just like the way that they handled something outside before we talk about the actual, you know, number of injuries that they seem to be sustaining.
No, and you're absolutely right, because let's think about this. You know, your first point about, you know, they just now are finding this out. No, they're not. This is a multi-million dollar player that went on the IL May 5th. And for weeks before that, he was having discomfort reportedly in his hand. You're telling me that they didn't find out about a fracture until this weekend? No way. There's no way. There's no way with a commodity that valuable, you just say, you shrug your shoulders and you go, let's just see what happens. And maybe the swelling go down and he starts to feel better. So that's number one. They had to have done something. And if they didn't, then they're incompetent, as you said. If they did shrug their shoulders and did nothing and didn't know about this, then they're incompetent. Because with a valuable commodity like that, as soon as there's discomfort, you start digging in. You start finding out. You take MRIs. You take x-rays. You do it all. You talk to doctors, et cetera, et cetera. And then there's this other part about what I'm calling, you know, willingly peddling misinformation. You know what really did it for me? They came up with, it's 60% healed. Because that sounds better, doesn't it, than 50?
Well, also, what is 50% healed? Yeah. And maybe this is just a place where I am speaking in a medical space that I have no leg to stand on. Quite possible, because I definitely ain't getting no degrees behind no medical sciences, anything of that nature. But like, what actually constitutes 50 versus 60? Or is this just something that we're throwing out there?
Sounds better.
We're just trying to appease the masses. And ultimately, like the idea of trying to like appease the masses in the short term doesn't even benefit you, because we end up in this place right here where we're all very mad at the organization because you misled us for so long. Mm-hmm. Now, I do want to circle back around to this, because I hate to be the guy that keep trying to bang the drum on maybe this medical staff is not good. But I do think back to like my time in Dallas, right? Mm-hmm. I think back to, because I want to be fair to a medical staff, is sometimes we can be a little harsh with, if there's a lot of injuries, does that inherently mean that, you know, the medical staff is bad, as if their job is, you know, one-to-one, right? You can offer great treatment and mm-hmm. still get kind of tough results, because medical, like medical stuff is not like perfect in that way, right? Yeah. Results don't necessarily fall in lockstep with what the treatment is. Sometimes mm-hmm. you get good treatment and it goes kind of poorly. Sometimes you get bad treatment and it goes well, right? Obviously, it's probably less likely yeah. in that case, but because I think back to like with the Mavericks, the mm-hmm. Dallas Mavericks. Remember, we were talking about Casey Smith, who was, you know, now with the Knicks and getting accolades even after being fired by Nico Harrison. I remember a point, like he's been, Casey Smith has been mm-hmm. Highly regarded for a very long time. But I remember a point where the Mavericks were dealing with a lot of injuries, and I was like, could it possibly be this organization? But no, like obviously you come back around and you see that they're still, like you're still getting good results sometimes.
Yeah.
The results can just be bad. I feel like the thing with this Astro staff that is scaring me is, I understand that. However, how do you end up in a place where, like, even if you're trying to argue that, no, they probably knew ahead of time, mm-hmm. then how does Yordan Alvarez end up, like, swinging the bat and getting pitching?
He wants to play through it. He wants to play through. They all do.
But the medical staff in any organization is usually viewed as, like, the strongest. Like, if the medical staff got wind of a fracture mm-hmm. earlier, there's mm-hmm. no way in hell.
Is there?
He should be swinging a bat.
Well, of course, but and I'm really, might be playing.
And it is a problem if he gets through, if he gets to that point where the medical staff has identified this and they don't have the power to stop him from.
I'm just talking about the diagnosis.
Yeah, I was about to say, don't you, like, if let's say Yordan was having mm-hmm. issues with his hand and all that stuff, don't you kind of go through everything yes. to try to check things off?
The initial diagnosis is what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
we're talking April.
Yeah,
he had discomfort.
Let's get an MRI and yes. an X-ray just to kind of double check, mm-hmm. and then go from there. If it ain't nothing there, then let's rest it for about 15 days and come back to the table.
And my thing about it is if you're just operating on, well, this is just discomfort, I think until you get some level of certainty, you have to operate with the level on what is the worst case scenario here. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, knowing it really is the problem for me is this is a fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me situation, because you've had problems with inflammation and imaging. So as soon as you have inflammation, I mean, logically, I go, once that inflammation goes down, even if we feel like we've diagnosed it, get another image, because inflammation has hidden stuff from
the
you.
Diagnosis
before.
Is what I'm talking about.
And yet here we are in a place where you're doing this again. And that is, I have a severe lack of trust for the Astros up and down. Like, even if you're talking mm-hmm. about, you know, the medical staff, and I want to be in a place where I believe, but at this point, you've been burned enough in grand enough ways that you can't trust them. And this is frustrating because you have a team organizationally that for a long period of time has had good baseball.
Yeah.
But I mean, the times where you've seen results, right? Somebody, Ray on the YouTube page mentioning that Verlander rehabbed away from the team. Like, was he knowing something? It's quite possible. And that ends up eroding trust in your team, both from the outside and the in.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Like, this situation kind of got me looking back at previous injuries. Like,
of course,
I know Lance McCullers went through a lot with his injury, but I'm wondering, like, damn, if he's with another team, will it be two and a half years of him mm-hmm. trying to get back? Or was this just the Astros thing? And then on top of the other injuries, too, I'm wondering if it's the whole thing overall.
Yes, and then
or
you
if
should.
It's just two mistakes.
Every Astros fan should.
And so we're in this place where Yordan Alvarez remains on the IL. In fact, he's joined on the IL by Zach DiZenzo, who was put on the IL after Saturday, after he's pulled up from Saturday's game. Like, a lot of injuries to deal with and a lot of, you know, players that you're hoping return. And another reason to have some doubt as to that's anything that we're given medically from this Astros staff, which is very frustrating for a team that is, you know, that touched the top of the AL West over the weekend, that looks like they have an opportunity to contend. You're waiting for reinforcements, and I don't know that you could trust the return dates that you're given at any point. But there you go. That's what's happening with the Astros at this moment. Yordan, we still have no idea when he'll return to playing baseball for this team, which, I mean, is kind of you've been able to navigate the waters to some degree, but also, man, I don't think you can view this at all as a positive that happened over the weekend. Coming up next in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Did Aaron Wilson's, speaking of injuries, did Aaron Wilson's report when it comes to CJ Stroud dealing with tight muscles in his shoulder, did that make you feel encouraged or discouraged as we continue OTAs? We'll talk about that.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Monday to you. Hope your weekend went well. John Lopez, Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you. We were just talking about the Astros. And yes, with the news over the weekend that Yordan Alvarez has a small fracture in his hand that obviously is going to, you know, keep him away from baseball further and longer than we had previously anticipated, which that in and of itself was for longer than we had previously anticipated before that.
So is this counted as a setback?
Yes. Oh, yes. I think this setback firmly falls within the boundaries of setback.
The two most harrowing words in sports, shut down.
Yeah.
He's been shut down.
He's not on schedule.
Can't say that. He's not at all.
They'll probably tell you he's ahead of schedule.
You cannot say that either. That would be factually inaccurate. So someone did ask on the text line, by the way, text line 713-572-4610 from the 281. Does DeZenzo have a broken hand now too? Because I did mention that DeZenzo went to the IL. Mind you, it was documented as left hand inflammation. So yeah. I don't want to say definitively. However, I don't know. Like at this point, which also brings me to something that I forgot to mention in that last segment, which was if you were not at Daikin Park. What was it, yesterday? Mm-hmm. Was it yesterday that this happened? Or was it Saturday? In the weirdest timing ever, where pregame ceremonies at Daikin Park included Astros honoring Dr. Thomas Melhoff for 35 years of service to the organization. He's one of the team physicians, and according to HCA, his specialty is hand surgery.
Oh Lord!
I was like, I mean, clearly that was not the plan.
Could
like
you
this
have
was
done it another day.
But just
could you have done it?
It was already set.
It was already set.
Already set.
That's a little rough, ain't it?
Dang.
Oof. All right. But speaking of from one injury to another, let's see how major do you feel about this one? Because we talked about this a little bit Friday. Like this kind of started up as soon as we saw on Wednesday that CJ Stroud was not throwing the football. He was out there. He was out here kind of running some routes. He had his helmet in his hand, but not on his head, and did not throw neither on Wednesday nor on Friday, the 2 days that were open to the media of OTAs last week. And Aaron Wilson of KPRC2, he gave us a little bit of an update, as you know he is wont to do, reporting that he was CJ's dealing with a tight muscle in the shoulder, and you know maybe that this is kind of minor. Does that make you feel more encouraged or discouraged?
I'm not discouraged. I don't know how encouraged I am because we have to find out. Obviously, the Texans are on the field today. It is a non-media public practice. So we'll find out more tomorrow when the cameras and the reporters are out there. But I'm not discouraged. And I know we were just talking about and how I was kind of the Astros have scarred me and all that other stuff. And you tend to be a little more skeptical because of that. I really have kind of landed in a place with CJ Stroud, you know, with he's thrown so many balls, you know, over the past 2 years. This truly could be. It's a little tight. It's a little sore. Whatever it might be, let's just rest it. I think it's more part of the program than an injury for me. I mean, I could be wrong, but
look
I am,
at you
I,
hitting
I
the talking
scarred.
Points. Everybody's got different programs and schedules. Remember that? No, I don't think you're wrong. Like I might bind you. I think DreamCon was in Houston this weekend. Mm-hmm. If gaming, anime is a whole different thing. But
how was it?
I didn't go. Like I had no. I mean, look. That's
Megan. How long do you have to wait in line?
Megan Thee Stallion was out there. I bet you would have gone if you had thought about that. Now wouldn't you? Now you feel milky, don't you?
A little bit,
you feel salty now, don't you? No, but CJ Stroud. Apparently, they had some portion of the event that was at the Fertitta Center. I don't know. I thought it was at the George R. Brown Convention Center, but what have you? CJ Stroud was there on the court, putting up jumpers, putting up three pointers, and I think I saw some people kind of using that to kind of wipe this away. And I don't know exactly how to make it that because like you're using your shoulder with a shot, but it does not feel like it is the same taxing as like kind of throwing consistently.
Right.
So I think I'm in a similar place than I previously was where this probably isn't a huge deal. Once you get to the football season, we'll get to throwing the football and doing what you need to do. The thing that just it gets in my head and I don't think I'll be able to fully wipe this away even once he gets out here throwing is. What does that tightness mean? Is this something that could pop back up? Is this something that could be exacerbated, not in week one of the season, but like later on the season when he's throwing, you know, a number of passes throughout the course of the football season.
And taking hits.
Hopefully not very many of them. Yeah. But yeah, that's the thing that comes up for me. And it's, you know, that's more of the long play. Not that I want it to happen, but like that's the consideration that I have is what does that mean for the possibility of some level of re-injury or like, you know, aggravation later on with a shoulder that is very, very important to the success of this Texas.
No, that's absolutely fair. And it's something that we need to remember. Hey, remember back in OTAs and who knows, we'll find out at minicamp, which is June 28th. It starts if he's throwing there. So it's something to kind of maybe remember and hey, remember when he wasn't throwing because he had tightness in his shoulder. If something comes up, you know, week 7, week 9, whatever, absolutely worth remembering. But I do feel I feel a little better about things. Not just because he was shooting three pointers, but I really feel like
and the form looked good. Right. That's really the big thing is the jumper looks fantastic. Looks very wet. You know what I mean? So shout out to CJ on a good jumper.
Yeah. So not necessarily because of that, but just because I feel like they realize the stress that they're putting on this guy, the hits that he's taken. He had a shoulder injury, reportedly after the Jets game on Thursday night. So it's like, hey, let's temper this back a little bit.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay. I think that's fair. Now, when it comes down to it, does, like, because at this point, there's a clear juxtaposition, even with the ways that we've set this up. Like, where do you feel that you are with the Texans and their judgment on injuries and the way that they handle this? Because I think we talked about it a lot last season, the idea of this team likes to kind of operate from a place of caution.
Mm-hmm.
Correct me if I'm wrong, the only one that I'm thinking about in this moment where I go, huh, what was happening there is Christian Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, you feel pretty confident about the Texans and the way they handle injuries, right?
Yeah, and I think Christian Harris might have confused them a little bit, you know, that he wasn't getting better. And I know they, you know, we're just talking about the Astros. I know they were taking extra.
Do we know that he wasn't getting better? Because I know that there's some people that would kind of point to the idea that
signs pointed to, okay, there must be still something there, or he might have just been benched, you know, in favor.
Oh, like after he had returned after week 14.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So I think, yeah, that would be one. But there, you have to be extra cautious in football just because of the nature of the sport. So I think maybe that's where they get a little bit more grace, so to speak.
Okay, fair enough. So yeah, I think it seems like people are largely in a place feeling good from the 3-4-6. Just rub some dirt on it, he'll be okay. Like, I get what we're doing there. However, I would not like to take that approach with the franchise player, dude. I guess technically, yeah, and paid him yet, but you have all intentions mm-hmm. of paying him. Nor do you want to go back to the basketball wilderness of trying to find another quarterback. Should you ruin the one that you have? Like, I think rub some dirt in it was the thing that ruined RG3 as a franchise quarterback. Back when he was with Washington,
yes, it did.
Right? Yeah. Like, it was just saying, hey, get back out there. It's cool. Like, I don't think that that's the way that you want to handle this. However, I don't think that's the way the Texans handle these things.
I agree.
Like, this really does feel like it handled with an abundance of caution. As again, I've talked about it with, and of course, this is off of videos from OTA's last couple of days that they had been there. The idea of it didn't look like he wasn't rehabbing. He wasn't in the medical, mm-hmm. you know, room or what have you. Or
he was
training
in the meetings.
Room.
He was on the field. He was, you know, behind the quarterback.
And he was standing with his toes as close to the field as possible, seemingly wanting to go in. But clearly, like, it was just a designation of
exactly.
We don't want to risk it. And I think that is a nice juxtaposition to see between the Texans and the Astros, where the Astros, I mean, if you're mm-hmm. you know, hunch is right here, Lopez, they have some idea that there's a real problem with Yordan and are allowing him to swing the bat. Juxtapose that with CJ Stroud, where we're looking at this as like a minor thing.
We know you want in there, just stand there.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Somebody said do this Mr. Miyagi trick on CJ's pec and or shoulder.
Peck.
But yeah, well,
that would be problematic.
I don't think we're going to get any information as to like whether he is throwing today, as we there's no media involved in today's OTAs. But tomorrow we'll get more information, including, of course, hearing from the head coach of the team, D'Amico Ryans, and we'll maybe see if it's three open practices in a row where CJ doesn't throw, or if we get finally CJ Stroud throwing in OTAs. We'll find out tomorrow. Somebody said don't let him go to the Watson Clinic. Goodness gracious. I feel like there's a lot of problems with the Watson Clinic outside of just injury stuff. But coming up next in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, let's get to our question of the day. Inside the NBA put on their very last broadcast on TNT the Pacers? Yeah, it was the Eastern Conference. The Pacers got a victory over the Knicks in game six of that. Ernie Johnson had a very moving speech at the end of this to cap it off. What speech, in sports or otherwise, still resonates with you? 713-572-4610. Let us know, and we'll talk about it next. All right, let's get into our question of the day here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. What speeches, sports or otherwise, still resonate with you? 713-572-4610. Inspired by Inside the NBA. Kind of, I don't even know how much we consider this particularly like a speech per se, but Inside the NBA.
Words.
on TNT, that tenure of the show is now, is now over because they're done there with TNT. Now ESPN is going to license the show, so it's still going to operate the same, but it's going to be on ESPN now. So that'll be the pregame and halftime show. I don't know if it'll be postgame, which is actually a really good question. I have no idea because ESPN oftentimes when they're done with their games,
they go to SVP
a lot of times.
Yeah, that's right.
So it'll be interesting to see. But we can talk about that more later. But finishing out that, you know, their final broadcast on TNT was a big emotional thing where Kenny Smith, Charles Barkley, Shaquille O'Neal all kind of said things, as did Ernie Johnson, who was kind of the ringleader of everything. This is a little snippet of how he decided to cap off his portion and really the larger portion of the program in general.
Several years ago, I wrote a book called Unscripted, and I asked people to embrace the unscripted, not fear the unscripted. If I had written the script, the NBA and TNT would be together forever. It's not going to happen. But while I was disappointed and I was sad, I was not bitter. We know how business works. Gratitude is the operative word for me. Grateful that, since 1989, I've been with this company. No matter what you call the company, I'll always be Turner. I'm grateful that I've worked with you guys. I'm grateful for all of the relationships we've built professionally and personally through the years. You just don't realize that until you see people here on the road and say, hey, this is probably going to be it. And you think back to all the good times you had.
That was fantastic. And I don't know if that was scripted, ironically enough, because it was so well done.
Yeah, that's the part that's going to stick with me is the idea of like embracing the unscripted. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's little kind of moments like that that make you kind of reflect and kind of change your perspective. And that one is very much one that I've been pondering about, like embrace the unscripted.
And that's what stands out to me in some of these, the question of the day, either lines or speeches or words like that, that still resonate with you, that are still out there, making a big difference, and stuck with you. Because what speech still resonates with you, if you want to put it that way, is the USA Hockey speech. The USA Hockey speech. A couple of people have texted it, but just really one line.
From Miracle?
From Miracle, yeah. But it was legitimately word for word, as best they could remember, what Herb Brooks actually told the USA Hockey team back in 1980. But really, it's just one line out there that has always kind of just stuck with me, like consistently, because I remember reading about it before the movie was made. Great moments are born from great opportunity. That just stays with me all the time. If you have an opportunity, that's where the great moment comes from. And then he went on, obviously, and we've all heard the speech and seen the speech. But that one for me still stands out.
That's a really good. And Miracle has kind of popped up a few times, like that 1980 U.S. hockey team like that, that triumph absolutely is one of those. And there's some that come in a whole bunch, right? Like there's some that you think of a lot. One of the things that kind of made me want to do this as well is because today is actually Lou Gehrig Day in baseball. And Lou Gehrig absolutely has one of those that is frequently referred to back when you talked about, like, you know, showing his strength and optimism in what is like a pretty tough circumstance. Like using that word again, gratitude, you know, and the strength to, in a moment where you're dealing with this disease that honestly at that point we knew even less about. We really knew very little about, in some honesty,
He knew he was dying.
To look up and say, I feel like I'm the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Yeah.
In that moment, like the courage of an individual who I think we all know, right? That was the quiet, you know, the quiet part that was really very loud, or maybe it's the other way around, but like that everybody was looking at a man that we were kind of looking at as dead man walking. He's like, no, you were looking at it in that way. I look at myself as the luckiest man alive. Like that's one of those huge ones. And of course, today in baseball is one of those days to appreciate it. So it kind of was a great opportunity to look at that. Bringing it back home, this is actually a very good one.
Yeah.
That comes in by a couple of people from the 832 on the text line. Never underestimate the heart of a champion.
Yeah.
Rudy Tomjanovich.
I mean, all these years later, you know, they were referencing that with these Rockets. You know, they were with these Rockets. They weren't champions, but, you know, just using that as a calling card or whatever. I'm interested, Figgy, if you have any that just kind of stick with you the whole time.
The one that stuck with me, this is from Stuart Scott when he was at the ESPYs. Mm-hmm. And he said, when you died, it doesn't mean that you lost to cancer. You beat cancer by how you live.
Yeah.
That one really stuck to me a lot, because usually when somebody passed away with cancer, they say they lost the battle to cancer, which is kind of normal. But he said, you beat cancer how you live. Mm-hmm. And he was, to me, I don't know his personal life, but he was living to the fullest, man. Mm-hmm. He never came across as like, oh, I'm sick and I'm losing. He was always, you know, just a bright spot for ESPN to me, man. And that's one of the reasons why I was kind of interested in sports.
And some of these are you know, somewhat funny, but I remember a speech, and you can look it up. It's pretty popular. George Plimpton, the former writer, you know, he's written several books, a bunch of movies and stuff like that. He gave a speech at Harvard. A graduation speech. And this just has always, there's a certain amount of truth to it. He ended the speech by telling all the Harvard graduates, now go back to your dorm and unpack. You don't want to see what's out here.
He's not wrong.
Go back and unpack. I know you're Harvard educated. You don't want to see what's out here in this real world.
I do love like bringing in like the commencement speech, because I mean, obviously we just got around or just got past that time of year where you had a whole bunch of convention speeches. And I do love like the little cheeky nod to, oh man, you know, life is hard, but it can get very cliche. I do appreciate it when like somebody actually nails that. It's like, hey, no, I want you to understand, like, we joking, we keep peeing, however, I'm being serious at the same time.
You don't want this. Like, you don't need this.
Please,
in your world.
Please appreciate, like, anytime you get the old person talking to the kid, like, you don't even know what you got. Like, no. I need you to understand, like, really and truly, you don't understand. It's so much better here. Some other ones that have come in. And speaking on that, kind of like, it's kind of funny, but it's kind of not, like, is obviously Allen Iverson practice. Is one of those ones for me, because like it is this thing that was very funny in the moment and even still to this day. But I think the thing for me is like the underlying sadness of it, like knowing the circumstance he was dealing with, the passing of a very close friend, and what he was trying to speak to was just like, yo, these people are human. Like I know for the outside, it could very much look like we are just your entertainment dolls. Get out here and play this basketball so I can be happy. Like do the things that make me happy. But it always serves as a reminder for me that, nah, man, these dudes are like dealing with things, and like not only dealing with these things, they're dealing with things that affect, like that are inherently tied, even if they're not kind of tied to what they're doing here. And so like giving that level of grace to remember, like, nah, man, there's lives that are happening here.
Yeah.
And that frustration boils over. He's like, look, man, I love this thing, man. Like the game that I live and die for, whatever. And like the passion that players typically have that we don't necessarily give them credit for. And two, the ways in which like life be life in, and that comes through. Like that one sticks with me in a huge way, that Allen Iverson practice.
And of course, you know, some of these, you know, may not even been like famous speeches, but just things that people told you, you know, I've told my kids this, and my dad told me this years and years when I was going off to college. He just said very succinctly, very simply, let them know you were here. You know, I've told my kids that for years and years. You know, whatever you do in life, it doesn't have to be a superhero, doesn't have to be changing the world, but do something significant. Just let them know you were here. You know, that to me is how, you know, one of those things that just resonates.
All right. So like the number one that'll happen on any like list of this sort when we talk about sports and, you know, basically anytime you talk about like a huge speech, it is Jim Valvano at the ESPYs, obviously the NC State head coach, you know, obviously talking about the, you know, never give up and like, you know, the three things that we should do every day. Right. By the way, I always wonder how many people actually abide by those in a real way. Not to try and discredit it, it's sometimes it's good to kind of know things, but actually doing things, you know, it's human nature. Is it bad that like I cannot take away my feelings for that 83 championship from seeing that Jim Valvano speech? Like, obviously, no. I was not alive in 83, but those things are, and maybe that's why it's tied together for me, is like Jim Valvano, NC State, that particular game where Houston probably should have won and just couldn't, right? I have a hard time taking those away, while I still appreciate the fact that that was like a phenomenal speech that obviously meant a lot and continues to mean a lot for a lot of people, where it's like cancer patients and like obviously the money and donations that go to research, but then also people just looking for the level of inspiration that he provides.
Weird. I look at that differently than you do, because Jim Valvano was such an important figure, not just in coaching, but in the media and just in life. So I've often looked at it like, imagine had they not won that game, NC State, as much as we didn't like it.
Yeah.
You know, imagine how that element of the world would be so much different in that speech, which people still reference. Would he have made that speech?
Yeah, does the Jimmy V Foundation go up in the same way if in 83 had they lost Cougars that get game. That?
Yeah, that's how I look at it.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
And I feel like the answer is probably no.
Nope.
Like, it's hard to, I mean, he'd be a good coach, but I don't know that like that 83 championship really validated his bona fides.
Yes.
In a way that I don't think that just career, continuing to be like a good coach would have done.
Made his career off the court. Ultimately instituted the Jim Valvano Foundation,
right,
which is one of the strongest and most active on the planet. None of that might, you know, the old thing about everything happens for a reason. You know, maybe you can hang your hat on that. What would have happened if that had not happened?
Can I throw a gripe out here real quick, which I really shouldn't do on the very end of this? From the 281. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., mind you, I Have a Dream speech. This one kind of annoys me because I, like, whenever somebody puts this up here, I have to ask, do you actually understand what's happening here? Because we've done so much to, like, we've neutered it so much to just, like, I Have a Dream and content of your character, which honestly isn't a bad thing. But, like, have people actually listened to the entirety of the speech and taken that in, or really just put that in the context of all of his work and his words? Because I feel like when you do that, there's a deeper richness that we frequently don't get by just getting, you know, black and white kids and the content of their character, and that's like the entirety of the focus there. Some other things have come in on the text line. Keep those coming in. Augie Garrido had a UT baseball post-game speech. Absolutely. I got Houston mentioned, Coach Carter out there. Somebody said, if the glove don't fit, you must have quit.
I don't know about that one.
That one helps people out too.
Hey, the one that got me was, I think it was Shaq at Kobe's funeral, and he said, there's no I in team, but I guess Kobe said, but it's me and that mother elf.
Keep those coming in here. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL where, you know, it is post-June 1. Where are the Texans contractually? We'll talk about that more next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.